Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. Gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May 8, 2020. Yours truly, RayMan98 here, along with...
Good morning.
morning, TNT.
Hey.
How you doing there, Yogi?
Get this RV basket.
All right. Let's get this party started. All right, guys. I know some good news went out, so let's start with that, and then let's see if we can make it a little bit better. All right, Ray, what did we send out?
Okay. Updates that went out on Thursday. In the presence of 255 deputies on Wednesday night, very late, the Iraqi parliament approved the ministerial formation of Mustafa al-Kazimi, making him the official prime minister of Iraq. Iraqi citizens are calling for the arrest and trial of former Prime Minister Mahdi, now that al-Kazimi has been voted on and accepted. Al-Kazimi will send the budget bill to the parliament before Eid al-Fitr, which begins on Saturday, May 23rd, 2020, and ends on Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Then we added to that update, the bank source said they see some rates on the screens, so we decided to share them. Dinar, $3.67. Dong, 47 cents. Rupiah, $1.83. Rial, $3.67. Zim, 11 cents. And Afghani, there was no report at that time. That's it for the updates in the forum.
Okay, you guys hear me okay?
I
can you hear me all right? No, all right. Everybody else will let me know, trust me. Okay, guys, so that was good news, great news, and even the rates being published, but that's why I didn't want to tell you guys about the $9 rate that was on the screen that day, had you all excited, jumping up and down about nothing, which I knew was going to be nothing, but it was on the screen. And as of yesterday, we got new rates, which was good. I know some of you heard about an emergency bank meeting that took place today. Took is past tense because they already had it. But yesterday, word was getting out that there was an emergency bank meeting called for today. Guys, it wasn't for the RV to go tonight. And the RV is not going to go tonight. Regardless of what some idiots keep telling you guys, that Wells Fargo was going to put out the 800 numbers last night and send out all these emails and all this, and we're still not there yet. We are very, very close. We're just not there. And I just, for the life of me, cannot understand why these idiots keep putting that out, because it's not going to happen yet. But this is where we're at. They're trying to figure out, so I'm just going to give it to you guys because this is the issue right now. The banks say it's the perfect time to do it right now before anything else happens, which is RV money, and you guys figure the rest out. Perfect time to do it. Iraq has some issues. They have to redo the numbers, just so I tell you, and they're telling everybody that now. They're putting it in black and white TV. We have to redo the numbers because of the price of oil. So they have to reprioritize some things in the budget. And they think they can get all of that done by the 23rd and make final decisions at what? $30 a barrel. You're seeing it just, you know, shoot, what's today? I don't even know. 8, 9, 10? Look it up. Let me see. Yeah, the 8th. You're talking about the 23rd, guys, 15 days. If they give us 15 days, that's a whole 30. And we're going to submit the budget so we can get started on this because we know we need it now. But these are the things. Like I said, they have to take some projects out, schedule some of them for next year, reduce the money, but still be able to pay everybody. That's reasonable. Makes sense. What has happened to the global economy, businesses shut down, people not working, oil price down. That makes sense. Now, the banks are saying, we already know it's going to be $30 a barrel. Y'all know what the price is going to be. Let's just do it anyway. Except there's an issue. And I tell you guys the issue, and it's going to remain an issue. Some states are still closed. And that's what the meeting was about. Not about let's do it tomorrow, this morning, that morning. How can we do it either with these states closed, which some people were suggesting, and there's no way to do that and be fair about it, or if we come out, I don't think. But that was part of the meeting this morning. Or with the limited number of people we have, because they still have a limited number of people, because some people are refusing to come to work because of all the stuff with the virus. They don't think it's worth dying over, okay, coming to their job or making you happy. So we know in New Jersey, their governor just extended the lockdown 30 more days yesterday, or Wednesday evening, 30 more days. Well, guess what? New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, they have a deal. They will do things together because it makes common sense to do it together. They're going to work together. They're going to start opening up all together so people aren't running from one state to the other just because the bars, the clubs, and everything else is open, or the malls. They didn't want that to happen, so they're working as a team, which makes sense. They're the biggest East Coast team. California, Oregon, Washington State are the West Coast team driving when that opens up. So that's what, there's no final decision. They were looking for ideas, suggestions, trying to figure out is a way they could do it with less than half of their employees, period. Or with these, some states still closed, which I don't think they're going to be able to do because it just doesn't make sense. It wouldn't be fair. Investors, people going in and getting the best rates. I think they have to offer it to everybody. Now, things could get so worse, they say, hey, y'all got screwed. Or they could call the people, government say, you just got to open up because we got to get this done for the global economy, which I don't see happening, to tell you the truth. They're not going to risk lives for this money. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's our government. They might do that. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. We have a rate. We got all the rates on the boards. We know they're ready because they're talking to their people and they're trying to staff up. And they've been trying to staff up for a week now and can't get enough people to come in. Now, this is in states, I'll tell you guys, other than Texas. Texas is still not even talking to their people yet because they know this crap is not going to happen. They're like, we're not even starting that now. Everybody else is trying to get ready to go. Maybe Texas already has their plan. But the good thing to us is it's very, very, very transparent. The banks are gearing up, doing something, trying to figure this out. Iraq is doing the same thing and setting deadlines and timetables that everybody can be aware of for this to happen. And the goal is for it still to happen during this month. So that's the good stuff. We don't have to worry about price of oil anymore. It is going up as every country opens up, as cities, states open up, because there's more cars on the street. They're increasing the use of fuel and oil. The price is going up. We got that. It doesn't matter because they're going to use $30 for the rest of the year anyway. If it goes to $50, $60, they'll have a surplus at the end of the year. No problem about it. We don't have to worry about the government. There is a government in place. We don't even have to talk about it. The ministers, everybody's happy. Everybody's not happy. Iran's not happy. None of the militia are really happy. Only Hezbollah has spoke out against it and still speaking out against al-Kazimi. But that's only because he told them they're all going to have to turn in their weapons. That's his thing. If you're not part of Iraqi military or police forces, then at some point you're going to have to turn in your weapons. They don't like that. Iran doesn't like that. And he's going to do some other things that Iran doesn't like. So majority of the country, majority of the organizations are happy that he's putting Iraq first, citizens. The U.S. has made a public announcement. They are going to watch him and make sure that he abides by what the citizens want and applies the reforms that the citizens want. So he's been put on notice, which he was before he even got elected. That's a good thing for Iraq. So all we can do right now is wait. He said submit it by the 23rd, 15 days. If they submit their budget, we can look for it. I mean, we could possibly look for it before then, but it doesn't make sense if New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut just announced they're going to stay locked down for 30 more days. There's other states that still haven't even opened up yet or just in phase one of opening. The issue with it is the banks all across the country are not fully staffed, not bringing their people in. And then New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, they want people 60 and older to stay home completely. Well, some of those people work at the bank. More importantly, a bunch of them are going to be going to the bank. And they're still telling them to stay home completely because their numbers aren't going down fast enough or wide enough. But it's all good. Wednesday was a great day. Got us over the biggest hump we needed to get over at this time. I think the rest of them are bumps in the road that are just going to happen with time. So we're there. It's good. If you don't have enough dinar, you don't have enough dong, you don't have enough zim, you don't have enough rupiah, now would be the time to get it because this thing could go at any time. Okay, we know what's required, but now would be the time to get it. Get your plan together, get your future based on this, even this. Now, you know what's going to happen the rest of the year. The economy is going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle here. 33 million people have lost their job in 45 days. Jobless, unemployment. 33 million. The worst since the Depression. You're going to be people with money. You have an opportunity to do one of two things or two things. One is help with the situation, create some jobs, get some money, pay some bills, enhance people's lives, or take advantage of the situation, create some jobs, pay some bills, do some investments, get some key positions, because you're going to be the ones with the money. So now's the time to make that plan and say, what can I do now that I've been blessed with all this money and the economy's at zero or bottom and get ready to start over all these opportunities? Because there's so many people, businesses that are going to go away. And I mean, they're not coming back. They wanted to come back. And we have some closing right here, but they can't come back. They've been closed for 2 months. They're coming back, and the states are telling them they got to work with less than half their people. They're restricted to what they can do, and they can. Nobody can do that. You can't tell a restaurant that had 90 people you can only work with 30 people, but you still got to pay all your bills. You got to catch up for the last 3 months and pay every other month, but now you can only have 30 people in your restaurant at a time. You can only have a third of your employees because you only got a third of your customers. Well, where do those other people go to work? They lost their jobs. Well, who's getting the money to come here to be your third if nothing's open? So we're going to see further businesses close, shut down, just can't make it because it's going to take till July or August. You got money. You step in. You open a new business. You invest in the business with somebody. You help them through the struggle. Or you invest in something, those are going to be opportunities for you, buildings and things. So anyway, let's get this party started, right?
Okay, Jim and KC is the first one with a question. It says, the new government in Iraq will eventually pass an emergency budget. Does that make it a certainty they will RV this year, assuming the virus is contained and oil maintains or increases in price?
Okay, I don't think they're going to pass an emergency budget now because they have a government in place. First of all, it will be their 2020 budget. They're just adjusting the rate and what's in it. So it won't necessarily be called an emergency budget anymore. That was just because they didn't have a government. It's the plan for them to still RV their money. And every person, place that I talk to, yes, that is the plan for them to still do that, jump kick their economy, as well as a whole lot others. Now, if they don't do it next 6 months, you know it definitely has to happen next year because of what's going to happen with their budget. But I do fully expect them to do it by the end of this month. I know for a fact that's what the banks are being told right now. As I told you, they're planning on, and they had their meeting about this morning. They're just trying to figure out how they can do it with half of their personnel without having to retrain, get new people, and go through that process is what they discussed. So let's see what happens. All right, who's next?
Continuing with him, according to your magic eight ball, crystal ball, and lucky rabbit's foot, if they do RV, is it likely to be this month or June, or will they wait longer, perhaps until August or even later?
I think they're trying to do it now. Again, like I said, the banks are trying to figure out how to do it now, personnel-wise and training-wise and everything else. And once they submit the budget by the 23rd, however long it takes to get approved. So I've been saying that for the last 2 months, probably the end of May, first part of June, we should actually see the RV. So if they're submitting the budget by the 23rd, which means they're going to take right up to the 23rd, just like they did this and everything else. Depends on how long. I think they have another 15 days to approve it or disapprove it. So I have to get that exact number for there. But it could happen relatively quick because everybody knows they're going to move on it. So again, just to repeat, the end of this month, first part of June, is when I'm looking for the RV to occur.
All right. G. Winston says, I was contemplating taking a portion of my IRA and investing in precious metals. After speaking with a broker at the company, I was informed that the only thing I could do was convert some of my proceeds to ETFs, gold stocks, etc., but not physical gold or silver. Would like to get your insight on a move like that. Of course, I can always take that same portion of proceeds and buy physical gold and silver. Again, your insight.
I don't have any insight, advice, suggestions, any of that, because I'm not a financial guru. But I would tell you, as far as Tony is involved, again, I don't do long-term stuff looking for that. I try to put my money to work, make sure it gets a payday real quick. Go and do that over and over and over again versus something that may happen 6 months from now or 6 years from now that I can't control and not even looking forward to. So I'm the wrong guy. That's right.
Well, I'm not a financial guru either. But, G. Winston, you have been misinformed from that broker. Sometime years ago, the government passed a law that an IRA, an individual retirement account, could hold physical gold and silver in the way of the American Eagle bullion coin. Your broker might not be aware of that, or maybe because he can't make any money selling it to you. He didn't mention it, but that's something you can look into. IRAs can invest in gold and silver, precious metals, holding the American Eagle bullion coin. And I can't remember what year that was passed in the law, but it's old because it's back when I used to deal with gold and silver coins 15 years ago. So look into that, sir. You just might be surprised. Northern White Bar says, can you give your adult children a Zim note each to exchange for themselves?
Absolutely. Yes,
right.
Just give it to them. Here, nobody's going to ask them where they got it from. They did just say you gave it to them, and you gave it to them today or a week ago or a month ago, wherever you thought about it. Just don't give it to them on that day after it revalues. You want to give it to them before it revalues, so there is no value, and you're not giving away $10, $11 million and have to pay for it. Okay, right?
Northern White Bear. You're a TNT member, so you should have received the information. But I am doing a training seminar Saturday on the Utopian Way of Giving. And I think you would not want to miss that one based on what you're trying to do. Okay, Arrow says, I am wondering if you have been told of a release date but are unable to tell us.
No, I have not been told any release date. I wish I did.
This one's for you, Tony. Larry One says, I'm not getting my tweets. What can I do to get tweets from you again?
Listen to last Wednesday's call, last Monday's call, or last Friday's call.
Okay. That's right. It's on the playbacks. On instructions. Sunstar says, number one, all companies carry liability insurance and other types of insurance for the protection of their company. When it comes to nonprofit foundation filings, are there mandatory categories or a category of insurance that you know of that nonprofit foundations must carry? No, I don't know of anything in that regard that you have to do. Now, a lot of it's just good, prudent things to do, but you have to look into that when you, whoever your service provider is, when you get your foundation, if you don't already have one, they could answer that for you, hopefully. Number two says, now that Iraq has a new prime minister and new finance minister, will the CBI have to receive permission from the finance minister and the IMF to revalue the dinar, or can the CBI let it fly and revalue when they feel COVID-19 is under control?
CBI is autonomous. They have their own power and authority. They don't need to get approval from anybody in the government. What they need to do is make sure the country is stable and they have an operating government. And they've always said that. They are ready to go. They've done everything they're supposed to do. They positioned themselves and they were waiting for the country to be stable. They now have a government. There's no riots in the streets. There's no people. There's nobody being killed. Everybody's looking forward to the future right now. It's a perfect time to do it. Even like the bank said, it's the perfect time. Right now. Do it. Celebrate. Oh, you got it back up. Now, Iraq hasn't even opened up. Remember, they extended their stay at home until the 23rd of May also. So everybody's still staying at home. So the 23rd and beyond is the perfect time to do it. So let's see what happens.
Okay, let's go live on the board. First caller, area code 314. You are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony.
Hi.
I am trying to find out here. Good morning. I'm kind of new to this, so I just have a few questions here. The 800 numbers, where are they coming from, and how do the currency holders make sure that they're on the list to schedule appointments at the redemption centers? Should we purchase money from, you know, maybe one of the banks or something for them to know that we actually have currency, or how do we know that we're on that list? How do they know that we need the 800 number? Where is it going to be released?
Okay. All right. Good question. So how new is new?
Probably a few months now.
Okay. All right. That's a great question because there's a bunch of BS out there. But anyway, so we've been doing this for 10, 12, 15 years, most of us, and we've gone over it. The numbers are coming from blocks from where? U.S. Treasury. They have, I probably can't go over the whole history, tranches. They got zones, which are called zones. Are the zones, Ray, what do they call it?
Districts.
Got 12
districts.
Yeah, 12 different districts. 12 districts. that each are assigned to their own 800 numbers. So depending on what district you're in, your number ring there, and a district could cover multiple states, just so you know. So when the time comes, the 800 numbers are supposed to be given to five different gurus, as they call them, internet providers, which TNT is one of the ones who's supposed to get the 800 numbers. And then we're either going to post them on our site, depending on how they come, post a link on our site, which is what I hope they do and ask that they do, which will give you their site with the numbers on them. And we're going to send out a tweet just like you get now before our call. So send it out on Twitter, let you know this is the link. The link's posted on our site. We're going to do a phone call. We're going to say this is where you go to get the 800 numbers. You're then going to call the 800 number. They're going to ask you for your name, your zip code, how much you have in each currency. Would you like a morning appointment, afternoon appointment? Then they're going to tell you, based on how much currency you have, which location to go to for your appointment. And that's where you will go for your appointment. Now, right now, that was the only way they're ever going to do it, because they don't know every single person, or the banks don't know every single person who bought currency. And the Treasury knows, because they audited most of the currency dealers. So we're going to do that. People who did buy theirs from a bank, though, whichever bank they bought it from, will more than likely contact them at that time, because they know they have it, they know what they have, and they're going to try to get you to exchange with them, be their customer. So that fashion, and I know one bank does plan on sending out emails to everybody who bought some from them. Every bank may not do that, because some banks have already created their own internal list. Their private bankers, bank managers, have already contacted some of the employees and told them, as soon as this goes, call me. Don't call the 800 number. Come here. Don't do that. Because they're trying to keep their customers. So it's going to be a variety of ways. But we will, in fact, put it out as soon as we get the information, the best location for everybody to see all the numbers. Then you just dial the 800 number and make your appointment. Okay? Now.
Okay.
You're going to go to what's called exchange locations. Now, exchange locations can be banks. It can be an office building with the bank inside. Like, there's private bankers right now. There's people who have private bankers who do not go to the bank sitting on the corner. They'll go to one of those buildings where you see Wells Fargo, Chase, something like that. You actually go inside the bank. I mean, inside the building, the office building, and they have a private bank set up inside. So a lot of people will go to locations like that. There are some locations, warehouses, old Walmarts and things, that have been converted to exchange locations. And they were converted years ago. Desk set up, wall set up, everything to bring people into those locations and still do exchanges there. So I want you guys to be careful going into those. I mean, if you dial the 800 number and that's where the guy tells you to go, and you're sure it's where the bank number, is probably going to be right. But like anything, when this happens, there's 10 million people involved. Somebody's going to try and scam you. Somebody's going to try and take your money, get you to do something stupid, or go some back alley somewhere, say, I'll meet you there. Be careful what you're doing. Just because you can't bring people to your appointment, don't mean you can't bring somebody with you and they sit in the car at the lobby or somewhere else, just so that you're safe. So you can always do that. And then check, you know. You don't really have to be that first mouse. I got to get there before anybody else does. Wait, come back here. Look in the forum. Look in there. Make sure those are legitimate places. Somebody else went there first, a non-TNT member. Let's let them be the lab rats, okay? Let them go there. Then you go and make sure that it's okay and do it that way. So we'll work it out. And, you know, we're going to be here and doing phone calls and ideas, suggestions. Does the rates go up or down, or people let us know what they went through. We'll do a call so everybody else can know, hey, this guy already went through and this is how it was. This is what he experienced. And then what would you have done better, different, whatever, as long as we're all willing to share with each other, which I don't see why not, because it doesn't affect anybody's money, just to share and help somebody else. Okay? Did we get all that in?
All right. I did. The second question that I had, I'm hearing that there's tiers or stages, such as intermediate or 4A, 4B, et cetera. Is there any truth to this? And or when the RV takes place, will everyone just go at the same time?
Yeah, these guys been putting out this mess trying to say like they know, so we're all going together. That's what's going to happen. Ain't no 1B. You know, I looked at some junk this guy sent out. Well, we know the RV happened 2 weeks ago. They're doing stage one. They've already moved money over here. They've already released these guys' money. It's just sitting there, and they're full of shit. The banks haven't released anything. The Treasury hasn't released anything. Nobody's not getting paid. The only difference that's supposed to happen is we as an internet group are going to go direct to our appointment. Anybody who signed up with a group is going to have to wait till their group pays them. And they have paymasters. Well, guess what? The paymaster has 5,000 people. He has to sit there and go through their money, go to the account, see what he's going to give them, and then do the paperwork for it to be transferred. He's not going to be able to do 5,000 a day because he can't, even with his little team, 1,000 a day. So they're actually going to get paid behind us, the majority of them, and some of it may take 20, 30 days before they get paid. Some of them are going to be different because if I said on here a couple of times, you know, I know a paymaster, he said he's not giving anybody over $5 million. He don't care what it comes out at. Why? Because they already gave him his money. They already signed everything over to him. What they going to do about it? They can file a lawsuit probably, but anyway, which could get everybody's money held up. And that's all their issue. Like, it's going to be their issue because it's going to be an issue. If anybody got half a brain, it would be an issue. So we're going to get paid when the 800 number comes out that nobody's getting paid. We're having to wait 3 days for our turn, 5 days for our turn, or nothing else. Some people have been paid in the last 10, 15 years for sure, and that's already done. We're at the point now we're all going together.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. You all have a good evening.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. 404 area code. You are next.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us connect all of the dots here on this Antabulous Earth Friday. Tony, you had alluded to the fact that everything seems to be falling into place with the exception of the fact that states, that some are still closed. What's the criteria that is being set up with respect to worldwide? Because some countries we know have been more hit with the virus than others. Have they come up with some sort of kind of status of when Germany gets to this point and England gets to that point, that they will be able to be, you know, considered ready to go? Or have you had that information shared with you?
I do not have anything about countries because I think, you know, the ones that were involved in the Iraq war are really the only ones we're really concerned about. And again, most of them just deal with the country. So they don't really have to be opened because they don't have 10 million citizens like we do waiting to go to the bank. The only countries as far as citizens we have to worry about is Iraq, England, and the U.S. or U.K. and U.S.
Okay. Kind of going back, you know, with what you've instructed us over the years, there was that stance a long time back of this needing to be done when all banks are open or when all banks are closed. Are they still following that kind of protocol, or is it now when it's set to go, regardless of banks being opened and or closed, are going to go? What are they telling you on that?
We've gone through Yeah, both of those scenarios. At one point, it was a plan that, hey, we just need to do it. Let's just do it. I'm not getting a timeline yet because we don't have a window. So when we get our first window again, we'll know which way they're trying to go. But at this point, we don't.
Given that Iraq has finally, just a few days short of their deadline, gotten themselves a government and a prime minister and that sort of thing, what's the mindset of the demonstrators? Have they kind of decided, well, we don't have anything else that we are needing to demonstrate against, and they've, you know, are packing up and heading out, or what's the status with that? And is that any concern that we have to be worried with?
Well, they've announced two things. First of all, they said that they are not going to go away until they see their requests being fulfilled. So they're not going away. And second of all, is they want a seat at the table like we got from our government, and which means they want a minister position is what they're asking for this morning for Al-Kazimi to figure out how to give them a minister position, somebody to represent them and get things done. And again, this is why people are saying this is the perfect time. You're a new government. They didn't totally agree with it, but the people aren't in the streets protesting, so there's no eruption. The militia are not out there bombing, blowing things up and everything else right now, so there's no problem there. It's peaceful, it's professional, and, you know, the country can go right now. It's a perfect time before somebody explodes.
Right, right.
So let's see what happens.
Well, I like your comment of by the end of this month, preferably before Eid al-Fitr, and get that done, and that's the 23rd. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and know that whenever all of this happens, at some point we will be doing our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project, and you will tell us what that date will be. Whether it's June or May, we'll do it whenever you tell us. And in the meantime, have yourself a great day, and hopefully we are just coming up to the home stretch. Finish lines in sight.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. Here's something you can think about, though, because I know you're there with everybody else. I was trying to figure it out myself yesterday, and I haven't come up with anything. So we know this virus is going to go through the end of the year, if not get started again in November. But as countries open up, as states open up here and cities, they are limiting, again, most facilities down to a third of the people they could normally accommodate. They still don't want large groups. So I'm trying to get you guys help, which I'm sure I'll get plenty of, and I appreciate it, and how we can still do the TNT events, because we're not going to be able to put 2,000 people in a room. We're not going to be able to put 10,000 people in Vegas. Doesn't look like anyway, anytime soon, before this happens, even if they'll even let us do that. I don't think. Now, if sports come back, NBA is next week, and NFL is coming, then we should be able to do our thing. So without then, I was just trying to think how we would do it, because I still want to do celebration with everybody. I still want to do the events. And most important to you guys, I still want to give away the Bentleys. So I still want to have a way of doing that. So maybe you guys can come up with something. And maybe it's all for naught. Like I said, if they bring back large sporting events, then we'll be okay. We'll still do what we're going to do. Okay, just something to think about. Food for thought.
Will do.
All right. Thank you.
We'll think about it. Okay, though. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you all?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Ooh, that's a blessing. That's a great thing. Well, you answered my question when you got started, and I believe we have some great opportunities coming our way any day now.
Me too.
So we just have to sit back, not murmur and complain, and wait.
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
Thank you guys for your time. the husband sitting here listening with me before you have to go back. And
tell him hello.
We're grateful for you all. Just want to let you all know that we are definitely grateful for you all, and we appreciate you.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
We don't take nothing for granted, so just want to tell y'all that today.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
All right, sweeties, you all have a great day, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Alrighty.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Back to back, 281 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Sitting here in Texas. It's a nice, cool day. Waiting for the money to come about. You need to quit your food.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare.
He cannot help himself.
Oh, bus lady.
Okay. Well, I had a couple of questions right quick. The prices that we were, well, the rates, rather, that we got yesterday, can I assume that that would probably be around the same price once they set the budget? Because we know they're basing it off of around $30. So it may go up a little bit, maybe not much. But what do you think?
I think those are the, I think those are the rates, though. But you got to remember, those were almost the rates when it was $56 a barrel. So if it was $361,
yeah.
He said it's only at $341. So I don't think it's
going
to adjust much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I think you kind of pretty much answered my second question, because I know you were saying that the U.S. banks are now talking about, you know, how they could get this done with part of the country still not open yet, a lot of the states not open yet, and still not getting enough people to come in. But I was wondering, how did that pan out with all the other countries? You know, are we all still waiting for them to go as well, you know, and open up? And I think you kind of answered that. I guess that answer would be yes, correct? We still got to wait for Iraq and all those people, in addition to other countries that are in this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Iraq
hold
on a second. Iraq, first of all, are putting everybody electronic, which they're trying to do. So they can just flip a switch and change all the rates on the Visa card, the MasterCard, the ration card, all those. Now, they would still have people who need to physically go and exchange currencies, 3-0 notes and things like that. Probably not as much need for at that moment since they have the cards, but it would still have to occur. I don't see them doing that or doing a rate change while they still have their country in lockdown. That
right.
just doesn't make sense to me when they can get no benefit out of it. Even if they're paying the people, if you're on lockdown, you can't go grocery shop or anything else. You can't get your economy moving while you're all on lockdown. So as far as countries, again, the three major countries would have to be the U.S., the U.K., and Iraq. Now, we already have 42 states that were open for business. Some shape, form, or fashion as of Wednesday or Monday, with more states opening today. So California is just going back to phase one. We go to phase two today. So that's important where we're at. There are some major, and I'll tell you, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know, northeastern quarter is an important one. And I do see it as having to be open in order for this to happen. It's too involved in the banking center. I mean, we know the stock market is there. Everything else is there. That's people we need back to business when this happens, driving it up. So why would we do it without them? Just doesn't really make any sense.
Right.
So just for you guys to look at. Okay.
Okay. Well, those are my two questions. So the people in Iraq, they're wanting their government and now prime minister to do what they've been requesting. And I'm safe to say that one of those things would be their rate change, right? And how that
it is one of the
yeah
of the nine things that they submitted that they wanted done. I think it was nine or seven. I can't remember. Seven. But you got to remember everything except for the RV and the election was already put into the budget. So on the 23rd, as long as when they're doing their revamping, adjusting, they don't take out what the people want, they should see those things. The laws become there, the projects get started, the jobs, everything that they wanted in there, except for the rate and the election is supposed to be within a year. So they should be happy when that happens, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those were my questions. Thank you, sir. And I'm hoping sooner than later that we can get this thing rolling and be in the base so we can start our next phase. All right. Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
610, you are on. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And, Tony, speaking about the NFL, they were supposed to come out with their schedule last night. Have you had a chance to check the Raiders' schedule?
I have not.
Okay. I haven't checked the Eagles' schedule. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I was just wondering, you know, are the teams going to be traveling or are they just going to be playing at their home stadiums? I'm just wondering what the schedule is going to look like. So I'm going to have to check into that. And that would impact what we'd be able to do as far as the TNT get-togethers.
Hey, I can tell you right now. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So if they're just going to play their home schedule, I mean, they'd just be playing each other, right? I mean, the offense will play the defense. Somebody got to travel for them to play against. Okay. All right. So, yes, it's going to be a traveling schedule. All right.
The Raiders are going to play in Vegas this year. Is that correct?
Yes, they are.
There's
nowhere else for them to play. They're going to play in Vegas. They left Oakland. So that's all over. I hate it. But September the 13th, they play the Carolina Panthers. So let's see what happens.
All right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
All right, Tony. Have a good one.
Okay. 303 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That is you.
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I had a kind of an epiphany here when you started and continued talking about the sequence of the budget and the RV. You know, when I, throughout my life, we always sat down with a budget and we said, you know, this is what we have. This is the little pot we have. And then now we're going to parcel it out and portion it out to the various expenses that we have in the household. Why would the Parliament be any different than that? Wouldn't it be much better to have in your hands the pot you have to spend versus, gee, let's have the budget first and then we'll go seek whatever money we need? Try and give me some sense as to how you would comment about that argument.
Okay, so first of all, they put a budget together based on $56. And said, this is how much we have, and this is how we're going to spend it, right? So they do know we got $1 trillion, and we're going to allocate it this way for the year 2020. Now, we only have $1 trillion because we did it at $56 per barrel. That was our projection that gave us our money. So now that we're at $30 per barrel, because they know they've already announced that's what they're going to do the new budget at, $30 per barrel, then that $1 trillion went down to $400 billion. I'm just throwing numbers out. $600 billion. So now we have to go in, and what they're doing is saying, okay, let's cut this out, this out, this out. We're going to do all of those 2021. So that brought us down. Now let's give this guy 80% of what we were going to give him, this one 70%, this one 50%, this one 20, so we can get down to our 400 billion number. That's what we submit. That's what they're going through right now, making the decisions what waits till next year and what gets less than they wanted to give them this year to come up with the new budget. But can we still do it at the same rate? Yes. Because of the price of oil, we can use the same rate. We just don't have as much of it to go through. That's all.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But guess what? I want to give Ray $100 million to do his project in the budget. You only want to give Ray $60 million to do his project. That's where all the arguing comes in at.
Well, there's no argument if you have what you have and you don't have what you would like to have.
No, there is an argument because I still want to do A with it and you want to do B with it. We still only have what we have. So how do we settle
that
process?
Right, that's
what
I'm...
That's the argument.
My position is.
Do it? Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, you only have the money, but who decides what you do with it? That's what the argument always is in a budget.
Okay. All right. Segue, please. I could swear
okay.
I heard you say that the contract rate for the dong is now $2 as per the last conversation, and I was always operating under the assumption that it was $6.
Okay. What I've always said and said for years is the contract rate is $2 for the dong, and that's probably at every bank. That's the contract rate. There is one bank that says they feel they're going to go as high as $8 for the dong. Only one bank has told me that, though. Well,
okay.
No, I'll take it back. Yeah, one bank. It was two banks, but now one bank has said that. Okay?
All right, fair enough. Segue to the third and last. On the Zim, over the years, I've managed to really not very prominently accumulate a bunch of notes. Anyway, I understand that the international rate is 11 cents after you adjust the 6 zeros off, and the contract rate is 30 cents?
I don't know that for the Zim. I know the rate was supposed to be between, well, yeah, between 11 and 22 when we did this.
Okay.
And on the boards right now, it's still between 11 and 22.
All right.
I don't know that we're going to get a contract rate on the Zim. And at one point, there was a contract rate of a dollar. But you had to go through the banking and through Zimbabwe. It had to be approved. Takes up to 90 days. And then you had to leave 80% of the money there. So it was a whole lot of stuff that I said I wouldn't get involved in personally. And
all right.
I'm never going to get involved in having another country control my money. So,
okay,
all right.
Now,
and the biggest question with the Zim is, let's just hope it goes. Because the bank says it is, and again, our committee says it's not. So let's just hope it does.
Okay. All right. Now, I've got some miscellaneous notes. I mean, I'm sorry. Those rates apply to what we understood to be applied to the 100 trillion notes. I've got some miscellaneous 50T, 10 bill, 500 mil, 100 mil, et cetera. Will those also be exchangeable?
The bank is saying they will be exchangeable. They're going to take all the notes. Okay? That's what the banks are telling me. So, now, the Treasury Department, again, when I got this information, told me they're 50 trillion, 100 trillion notes. The committee members said they're not going to take any notes. So we're going to see who's right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So you really would have the notion that the Zim is really still on the fence as to whether it will be exchangeable or not?
I do. I mean, you know, all three of them should know what they're talking about, but all three of them are seeing something different. But it is on the bank screen, and the exchange location is telling me they're going to take them. That's what they're saying.
The exchange centers for a number of banks, or just the exchange center for that one bank that said that they would recognize them?
There's only two banks that's probably going to recognize them. Everybody else is not going to take them. And that's Wells Fargo and HSBC, I think, are the only two that said they would take the Zim notes.
Okay. All right. With that, I'm satisfied that I have to wait. So with
okay.
that, I wish you a good day and be well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Care. 505 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. Good to hear
hey.
Your voice.
Hey.
And we sure appreciate it for us. Thank you.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we've been with you 9-10 years, and you're talking contract rates right now. So if I go in and accept the contract rate on the dong and on the dinar, who guarantees that, and how does that pay out?
Who guarantees it? Nobody guarantees yes. anything. Listen, when you go into the bank right now and you say, hey, can you give me change for this 20 or this 100? And you say, give me 520s. Who guarantees that? Nobody. They give you 520s, right?
Right.
This is money. Well, that's what's going to happen. You're going to go into the bank. You're going to give them a dinar note. They're going to give you dollars, and that's it. It's over. Except they're putting the money in your bank, your bank account.
Even
it's your money then.
Even at the contract rate, they're going to give us the full amount all at one time, or is it going to be paid out for a period of time?
No. They were talking about doing some structured payouts and things at one time. That's not what we're hearing at the moment. Now, when it comes time to do this, they may come out with that. And then, it, of course, it would have to be the bank signing a contract with you and ADB1 Zuma. But right now, it's just a currency exchange. There's nothing to guarantee.
Well,
when you give them yours, they give you your money.
yeah. Okay. Well, that makes a better deal then. Well, here's hoping we get a contract rate then.
Okay. You know how you get the contract rate? You ask
for it?
Yeah. We've been told that by several banks. Go in and ask for it. he'll give it to you.
We've been told by Tony and Ray, ask for it for years. So, yep, you got us up here. We're primed and ready.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank
have
you.
A great day.
Yes, sir.
Have a super fantastic right. May, hopefully.
All right. Take care.
All right.
702 area code. You are on.
Hello. Hi, Tony.
Yes.
Hi. Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How about you guys?
Fantabulous,
super
sir.
Fantastic.
The nth degree.
I have a question. I wanted to know if I wanted to donate it for somebody. Don't. Going to be notarized with the lawyer or what? Can I tell me, please?
If you want to donate some dong to somebody, do you have to have it notarized by a lawyer?
By lawyer.
Okay. No, you don't have to have it notarized by a lawyer. That's what you're getting. We did, and we did years ago, made up documents and had them notarized just so there would be no questions, no ifs, ands, or buts. I did this on this day at this time when it had no value at all is when I gave it away. I didn't wait until after the RV, then start passing out, you know, 100 trillion notes or 50,000 dinar notes when it was worth all this money. I did this long time ago when it had practically no value at all. That's why, just to remove all question, is why we said do that.
So I'm going to be with the lawyer, and Anita is going to have a paper to show up for the income tax, correct?
I don't know. You don't have to do it with a lawyer. Again, lawyers charge money, $100, $200, $300 an hour. You can go to a notary, and for $10, they will notarize it for you. Okay?
Okay.
So, and yes, you'll have all the documents you need after you do that. Tax-wise, whatever. I gave this away when this thing was only worth 10 cents or worth a dollar.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a super fantastic day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And I mean it for all the mothers of TNT.
563 area code, you're on. 563?
How did that happen?
Okay, you're tied up. So we'll go to 585 area code, you're on.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just have a couple of questions. Now, you mentioned the contract rate. Just like any contract, they have expiration dates. Now, these contracts were made in the early years. Are they still valid to this point?
Well, I would suppose so. It matter because the contract you're concerned with is the one you're signing that day. So it would be a new contract, adjusted contract, whatever it is, but it should be valid that day when you're signing it. So look at it because it doesn't take effect until you sign it, right?
Oh, no. Well, I'm saying like for me to walk into the bank and they give me the 2850 rate for the dinar, is that
so
contract
you're asking
still valid?
Yeah, not your contract, but the contract with China or whoever they made them. Yes. As far as we know, yes, they're still valid. The rates are still on the screen.
Okay. And next question, is there a contract rate for the rupiah?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, there are no contract rates for that one. Okay, so then after they pass the budget on the 23rd and we wait, so what do they need to accomplish to pull the trigger on this?
Okay. What they're saying is they want to submit the budget by the 23rd, not necessarily pass it by the 23rd. We're just hoping they submit it and pass it and do what they're supposed to do. So that's not guaranteed that that's going to happen. We hope they don't take till the 23rd to submit it, but they probably will. And that's, again, why I said that they submit it, get signed off real quick. We can see the RV by the end of the month, first part of June. Once it's done, all we'll do is wait for the CBI to make it effective. And, you know, okay, depends on what date and time they pick.
Okay. I do thank you for your time. Those were all my questions, and I'm good to go.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay. 951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway,
how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. Glad to hear some good news and everything, you know. I have a question. I hope it's not political. If it is, just say we can't answer it or we don't talk about it or whatever. But they're talking about reopening the states, and then they're talking about limiting the number of customers that come into, like, restaurants and stuff like that when that happens. I mean, how can they do that? I mean, are we actually under, like, martial law right now, or how can they actually do that?
Okay.
You know,
I saw the New York mayor said this morning, I can't make 7 million people wear a mask. So I can't say, hey, wear a mask if you go out in public. If 7 million people don't want to wear a mask, then they're not going to wear a mask. Ain't nothing I can do about it. You know,
right.
I can't make 7 million people do anything. I can say, this is what we need to do to be safe and let common sense prevail. If this is what we need to do, then let's do this so we can be safe and hope there's enough people out there with common sense to do it. Now, the difference in restaurants and things like that, and even here, city council, they got city limits, they got entertainment laws, things like that. So they can put out, hey, this is what your new limit is. Based on this, where you could have 100 people in your restaurant, your permit now says you can only have 33 during this time frame. And the city can put that out individually, or they can let it be applied by the county. Now when you don't do it, they can come in, and first they find you, then they give you 2 or 3 fines, then they shut you down. It's that easy. They can't send you to jail, prison, none of that, but they can shut your business down. Yes, they can.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, this just sounds, it's like I was listening to the news yesterday, and they're talking about when barbershops open up, they're saying the only person allowed in there besides the barber is the person sitting in the chair. And that just doesn't, like, make sense to me, you know? So, anyway, let's just...
Well, here's a question, though, real question. If, suppose the barber has 5 chairs in there. Now, can they still have 5 customers in there, or can they only have 2 in there at a time? I mean, I don't really
exactly
know. But hairdressers, yeah, everything else. Seems like barbershops and hair salons now are somehow getting all blamed for this virus. Just this morning, California announced that it started in California at a hair salon. No. Which is hair salon. It was a barbershop. It came all the way from overseas, traveled to New York, L.A., everywhere, and went right to the hair salon, and that's where the virus got started at. I don't know why they're picking on barbershops and hair salons. But that's what they're doing everywhere, not just one state. Now it seems like they all are. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I don't understand. I think it's going to take all of us getting together here or something, man, you know. But, I mean, there's sense to this, and then there's nonsense to this, you know. And it's just,
that's right.
You know, it's just. Anyway. I mean, there's a lot I understand, so let's hope over time it just works its way out. So,
yes, sir.
And then we'll go from there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All righty. 972 area code. You're on. It's Denny.
Hey, Denny and Dallas.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I've got a solution for you, but I've got one question before that solution. It looks like that you're, as you stated, before the end of the month or the middle of next month, it will be completion, the RV situation, as you expect it now. No guarantee, but that's what you're thinking, right?
Yep, that's what makes sense to me. They keep doing what they're doing. Yep.
Okay, well, I concur with that. Oil's not changing much. It started at 23 and a quarter this morning. Might have gone up 50 cents. So that has not been solved yet. And, of course, their virus thing. So the only thing they have control over is they've already done it. They got their prime minister. And other things are moving toward them. And here's your solution. I heard you tell a bus lady, or maybe it was the husband, the lady with the husband, that you didn't know what you were going to do about those Bentleys. Tony, I got six kids. They all drive. I'd like to volunteer to take that pressure off of you.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Okay.
You said okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can at least take one of them off of me, huh?
All right, I'll write that down. That was also witnessed by 40,000 people. Good deal. This has been a problem. Thank you so much. I got to go. See you later.
All right. I'm sure we're going to figure it out, though.
All right. 754 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
As far as the banks go, when you say all the states have to be open, is it every branch of a bank has to be opened for people to come back to work? Is it only the exchange centers and their major locations that they're looking for staff to come in? And to continue with this question, even though in Florida we are on lockdown, we still have the ability to go to supermarkets, gas stations. Some stores have started to reopen, very few. So what exactly are they looking for in staff that are willing to come back?
Okay, they're just looking for exchange location staff to come back to work to do the exchanges. Call center staff to make the phone calls, because they were set up desks, you know, call centers are call center. They're sitting right next to each other. Well, now they want 6 feet difference between people at work. So they have to redesign that, restructure, and work on a third of the people that they had before in that call center in order to keep their social distancing. All that has to be set up. Same thing, exchange locations. They had people showing up in cubicles, one to the other, with three people there. Well, we can't do that anymore. We don't want the cubicle. We got to put the plexiglass up. Nobody wants to be breathing on each other. If you go in your bank right now, because I was in my bank yesterday, every teller has plexiglass up, right? But a little hole is sliding stuff back and forth through. They had to put that up there. But if you turn around and look over at the desk, every desk has a sheet of plexiglass screwed into it now. So they're talking to you through the glass the same way. They're all wearing face masks, but they still have to have social distancing. And now you're talking about 30, 40, 50 people a day running through there and them doing that. While they may have set the branches up while we were closed, they haven't set the centers up. They haven't decided who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. Well, it causes a whole lot of shift. The banks are going to be the banks. We can go exchange. We can do exactly what they're doing at banks right now, because there's banks in New York, New Jersey. Some are still here. You can't get in the bank without a prior appointment now. They're not letting you in. You didn't have an appointment. Schedule an appointment. We're going to let you in. Other than that, go through the drive-thru or go to the ATM. Well, that still works after we exchange. We're going to have private bankers. We're going to have the wealth managers, everything else. We weren't going to the banks anyway anymore. That's not what we do anymore after we exchange this. Well, a bunch of us, not everybody. So that's really not their concern. Banking business, though, is doing the exchange and how to do the call centers are what they're concerned with right now.
Okay, because here, any bank with an ATM machine indoors is closed, and other banks, you can't get in without an appointment. As far as Iraq goes, how long can Iraq hold out financially at this point without implementing, not just presenting the budget, but actually implementing the budget? At what point will the country no longer have funds to keep the country going? Would that have anything to do with getting this done in a more timely fashion if their funds are going to be at a point where nobody gets paid? And are there people, the people of Iraq, going out at all as far as for food or gas or anything else in their country? Or are they just locked
down? Okay, okay. Hold on for a second. All right. So Iraq announced months ago, back in March, that they could go to June. They said they had enough to last through June for them to make payments through everything else. So by the 1st of June, they got a budget. Now they can make it through the rest of the year. Well, then they said they could make it through the rest of the year, but they have to do some things in order to do that. Cut people's pay by 70%, charge people taxes, just a whole lot of things that would put riots in the streets. So they want this to happen as soon as possible to know it. Now, they said they could do all those things and not touch their reserves, because they don't want to touch that $70 billion reserve, because then it will diminish the possibility of the RV happening. So they need to get this all done next month if they can. If not, this month needs to happen for them in June, because that was their last time frame to make it happen. And I think they'll do it, and they all realize that. That's what they're pushing for. As far as they're on lockdown till the 23rd, it's just like most people, you know, essential businesses are open. They have to be. Only go if you need to. They're just not congregating in large masses. They're not having the million man march. They're not walking up and down the streets taking needless chances. Now, I was told this morning that most Arab nations are going to be open on the 23rd so people can go do their religious stuff. And actually they were for, what's today? Oh, I guess today. At the mosque, they're telling people they could go back to the mosque. So they're seeing some kind of easing up of it right now. But I expect by the end of the month, every country and most states, except for New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, are going to be start opening up at some point during this month.
Okay. And just okay. To touch on your thing about our Vegas trip, David Beckham's soccer team, which is here in Fort Lauderdale, they started their practice. However, there will be no spectators at any sports events whatsoever. The Miami Heat was not opening yet. Mark Cuban's team is not opening. The Dolphins are not looking for spectators, and what they are advertising on TV here is that if sports opens, there will not be people at baseball games, and how will the players be able to react without the cheering crowds. So what they're looking to do is not have spectators, and today I just read that they've shut down, which is going to affect Vegas also. All these major businesses that have buffets like Sweet Tomatoes and Soup Plantation are all going bankrupt. The days of buffet meals are over because of this virus and the second stage that may come in November. So how do you feel that will affect this, the get-together in Vegas?
Okay, so first of all, with professional teams, the NBA has told everybody they can open up today in their practice facilities, but they can only have 4 people in there at a time. Well, there's 12, 15 people on the team, but you can only have 4 in there at a time. So I know the purpose of that. Sporting events, who's going to play them doing? The players didn't want to. NBA players didn't want to. I don't know what the NFL is going to do because they don't know what they're going to do. They have a schedule, but they don't know how they're going to put people in the stands with social distancing or anything else. But the equivalent is this, even in Vegas. Would you tell me, based on what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing, we can have a TNT event in Vegas? I can stand on the stage and all of you guys can look at me at home on TV because we can't have anybody in the stadium. So, see, that doesn't even work for me. I don't know about you, but that doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for me either.
I'm trying to get us somewhere, and they can't tell me it's 8,000-seat stadium. Well, then I got to spread people out, and then I can only have 2,000 people in there because they got to be 6 seats apart for everybody to be in there. That's crazy. So I don't know, and that's why I was asking. Ideas, suggestions. I wanted us to do something. Hopefully it has changed by then, and they say it's gone away enough that we can go back to life. Most people don't think that's going to happen till next year or until there is a virus. I mean, a vaccine that they come up with, and now we don't have to worry about it again. But anyway, I was just trying to give some thought, because if nothing else, I still want to give away the Bentleys. I still want everybody to see it. I just got to figure out how to do it. I mean, I still want to do the celebration of us together. You guys get to know each other. And it just doesn't seem like it's going to be the same if we're all looking at a computer screen or TV,
right,
or, you know, just not together. And it was going to be a 4-day event. So anyway, we'll figure it out. Let's just keep
all
thinking
right
about it, talking about it.
And I just want to close out on one note. News just came out here in Florida that Governor DeSantis for South Florida, Palm Beach County, is going to reopen on Monday. And Miami-Dade and Broward County's target date is May 18th. So for everyone on the call that lives from Palm Beach South, we are going to get to live again. And on that
okay
note, thank you for the information. I appreciate it. And you both have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank
bye-bye
you. Happy Mother's Day.
707 area code. You are now on.
Good morning. Thank you for taking
good
my
morning,
call.
Sir.
Yes, I just need a little bit of clarification on the Zim rates. I heard your conversation with previous callers, but the question I had was, is there going to be zeros taken off? Like if it's 11 cents minus 6 zeros or what? Do we know?
Okay. So the number for the 100 trillion note is 11 cents minus 6 zeros would be $11 million per note, right? So you can't take 6 zeros off the 500 note, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't, because there's only 2 zeros on the 500 note.
Oh,
so I can't
oh,
take
yeah,
six
I'm
zeros
sorry
off of it, because there's only two up there.
You.
So in order to make it even across the board, they tried to flip the math. So each note will be a multiple supplier of 0.6 zeros and 11. That makes it even on every note. So it's times 0.6 zeros 11. Guess what? The 100 trillion note still comes out at 11 million, but now they get to revalue the 500 note without dropping any zeros. Did that make any
oh
sense?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, that's that clarifies that for me. I appreciate that. And
okay.
So, well, thank you for clarifying that, and I hope to see you again soon. I'm the guy that came over and you helped me with my keys and my car a while
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah, the bottle of wine, right?
Yeah. Yes, and but
yeah,
I want to – one of the things is one of my favorite restaurants in Sacramento is the Golden Corral. And I wanted to take you and your wife there, and Ray, too, if he happens to be there. So
okay.
I'd like to do that sometime. So be in touch.
Ray goes to Golden Corral all the time because it happens to be one of my father's favorite restaurants.
That's a fabulous place. I hope they reopen.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I thought sure you were going to say Morton's or something, but it's the Golden Corral. Okay. Okay. Let's go there. We have two of them in Sacramento, I think, huh?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We're at the bottom half of the hour. It's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get the weekend started.
Well, first thing I want to say is happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers out there. We appreciate you because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Okay? So thank you for that. Hope you enjoy your time with your families over the weekend. And I hope they treat you really, really special. So with that, guys, nothing but good news. The vote is over. That's problem. That was number two. What did we say we had to do? The oil, done. The vote, done. The budget, they say they're going to submit by the 23rd, if not sooner. Done. And Corona, we can't control, but we are here. We are finally at the end of this thing, one way or the other. Everything will be done. We'll just need to wait for the CBI to make a decision and for the U.S. to approve it. So that's where we're at. Good times are coming. If you don't have some money, if you haven't gotten all that you want, and trust me, you haven't, or you haven't gotten all that you need, and trust me, you haven't, do the smart thing and get some more. As long as they delay it, they give you an opportunity to improve your life, improve your situation, and increase your riches. Take advantage of it, because it may not ever happen again in our lifetime. So in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do, what they're going to do. Enjoy your weekend. Have a super fantastic Mother's Day. And if anything exciting happens, we'll get back to you. All right, Ray?
Okay. That's right. Happy Mother's Day, all the mothers, want to be and used to be. Let's talk about a paradigm shift real quick before we close up.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
You got to clarify that wanna be and used to be. What was that? Wait, what? All right, go ahead.
Anyway, moving right along. A paradigm shift. Here's your homework assignment. Find where you can acquire the Mexican peso, the African rand, and the Zambian kwacha. And then I'm going to put together a free webinar, hopefully by Monday, where you can see an opportunity to either make some little money or big money, depending on the situation, but either way, it's going to be double digits. But you do that homework assignment, and so that you can learn where can you get these things, and we're going to share some interesting revelations on what's going on with those particular currencies. So that's your assignment. Just find out where you can acquire it, so that when I give you the information, you won't be asking me, Ray, where can I get it? You will already know. So we'll try to launch that on Monday if possible, and see where that takes us. But now, getting back to the next TNT call is scheduled for Monday, our next regularly scheduled call. If anything exciting happens between now and then, we won't hesitate to send out the information and keep you updated. So in the meantime, in between time, enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day, mothers, on Sunday, and keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
The rain will go away.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to you. We're out of here.